very powder blue, very beige, you know, rainbows and sunsets and sandy beaches kind of a look. What we were doing was The Debris Meets the Sea.
A clip from Dogtown and Z Boys, directed by Stacy Peralta. Stacy Peralta, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thanks for having me.
Did you grow up surfing and skateboarding?
Yes. I started skateboarding on a little skateboard scooter with a box crate on the top of it when I was probably about 4 years old in front of my grandfather's house in West Los Angeles. And then I started surfing when I was, I think, about 11 years old. So I, you know, that was, skateboarding was what led me into surfing, and then skateboarding is what I did to facilitate to become a better surfer.
Interesting. Now, describe your part of the ocean when you were surfing. Let's talk about the surfing, and then we'll get to the skateboarding.
When you say my part of the ocean, you mean as far as the ocean we had access to?
Exactly.
Well, we grew up in West Los Angeles in an area which is basically South Santa Monica, Ocean Park, and North Venice. And it was given the nickname back in the 70s of Dogtown. At that time, it was pretty much a rundown piece of coastline, what we used to refer to as, you know, the seaside slum or where the debris meets the sea. And it was not a world-class surf break, so to become a good surfer there, you had to work very, very hard because the waves were not as good as, say, like in Hawaii or, say, up in Malibu or down in Mexico or something like that. And as a result of that, we were we kind of had an underdog mentality. And there was one specific break in town that you were not allowed to surf unless you were a really, really good surfer, and that was at the side of what was called the Pacific Ocean Park Pier. And it was an abandoned amusement park built on this pier right at what is now Rose Avenue. And in that pier, there was kind of this little horseshoe bay that was hidden from sight, and the break was basically run by a surf mafia. And it was very Darwinian. If you were good enough, you could get in there and surf, but if you weren't and you went in there without their permission, you might not come out completely whole, because they were very, very serious about, very territorial about what they were doing.
Who ran the surf mafia?
It was a number of guys that were associated with the Jeff Ho and Zephyr Surfboard Shop, and these were the guys, these were the top of the food chain surfers. They were the best guys on the beach. They were all the guys that we idolized as kids and kind of mythologized. And when we were surfing the normal break, which was called Bay Street, which was down the beach about a mile, we would see all these guys surfing, and that's what they were who we were aspiring to. You know, we were probably 13, 14 years old. They were probably 18 to 25. And they were really talented athletes, but when the waves would switch, the tides would switch, this area near Pacific Ocean Park would get very good, and we would know that we were not allowed to go there. It was just a given. You cannot go in there, and if you did, they were going to hurt you.
Did you ever get in?
Well, I went in there as a 14-year-old kid one time. I snuck in there with some friends, and I had my life threatened. This guy that ran it said, he goes, if I ever catch you here again, I'll kill you, and I'll bury you under the pier. Now, I don't think he would have done that, but when you're a 14-year-old kid and you're told that that's going to happen to you by a pretty mean-looking 21-year-old, you take it very seriously. And so we basically left skid marks in the sand and never came back until we got older and became good surfers and finally were let in.
Now, what about surfing applies to skateboarding? What did you learn surfing that applies when you're on a skateboard?
Well, number one, you're standing up on a moving board, on a moving object. You're not bolted into the board. You're not like roller skates or like snowboarding or something like that, or like snow skis. You're standing free. You can fall off of it. And the motion of it, the type of turns that you do are very similar.
Is your center of gravity and the way you can move the board really different in the ocean than it is on a skateboard on the concrete?
It is very different, actually. I mean, it comes down to like finesse. You move your body in a slightly different way when you surf because you're riding a much bigger board, and you're also riding on a piece of water that's actually moving. So as a result of that wave moving, you're adjusting in a different way than you are on a skateboard, because when you're on a skateboard, you're riding a piece of cement that does not move, that remains the same all the time. So although there are similar sensibilities, there is a dynamic that does, that is different between the two of them.
I'd like you to compare falling on a surfboard in the ocean to falling off a skateboard on the concrete.
There really is no comparison. When you fall off a surfboard, you land in water, and it's usually kind of enjoyable. Unless you're, you know, of course, surfing on top of a coral reef, which you can land on, of course.